This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, August 2nd. Like Royal Caribbean Group and Carnival Cruise Line last week, MSC Cruises has now updated its pre-cruise COVID-19 testing requirements. Starting August 8th, fully vaccinated guests departing from U.S. ports on cruises 5 nights or less won't need to present a negative test to sail. However, guests on cruises 6 nights or longer will still have to take a test within 3 days of departure. Unvaccinated guests ages 2 to 11 must also show proof of a negative test within 3 days, no matter the length of the cruise. Currently, MSC Cruises still requires that all passengers 12 and older be vaccinated, and booster shots are not mandatory on the line. In a press release announcing the changes, MSC said that its next goal is to, quote, relax testing and vaccination protocols to open cruising to all guests. And over 3 million served since its restart in January of 21. Carnival Cruise Line has welcomed 3 million guests across its 23-ship fleet. The cruise line ships are expected to reach nearly 110% occupancy this summer, as it has already carried an average of 95,000 guests per week since May. And here's some facts for you. In the past year, Carnival ships have made over 3,000 port call visits at 92 different ports of call. Over a quarter of the line's calls during that time have been to Mexico, half of those to the island of Cozumel. This November, two more ships will join the Carnival fleet as the Excel-class ship Carnival Celebration launches and Costa Luminosa becomes Carnival Luminosa and starts sailing from Australia. And Glacier Bay National Park in Alaska has begun a new environmental inspection program focused on large cruise ships that enter the waterways. Through the program, independent inspectors will board ships unannounced, assessing operations including wastewater management, emissions, and marine mammal protection. The program is funded entirely by the cruise industry, but the inspectors will report to the Glacier Bay management. Three Carnival Corporation cruise lines have already signed contracts with third-party inspectors, with Norwegian Cruise Line being expected to sign shortly. In the past, the Ocean Ranger program was responsible for cruise ship accountability, but that program was dissolved and hasn't been rebooted since the resumption of Alaska cruising last June. And cruise line stocks were all down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1.6%, 8.92. Royal Caribbean down 7.5%, 35.79. And Norwegian down 1.4%, 11.98. Breaking news and industry updates at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Tuesday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.